much about our spiritual lives really has to do with mood. The mood of the day, the mood of the month, the mood of the season, the mood of the year. And it's very important to be able to capture the right mood for the right time. There's an interesting halacha that we're all familiar with, that starting with the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, actually it only happens after Rosh Hashanah because we don't say the regular Shmon Esrei. In the Broch of Hoshiva Shoifteinu, we end the Broch of Baruch Ato Hashem, HaMelech HaMishpot, the King of Judgment. And the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought because they wanted to emphasize that these are days of judgment. And B'di'evid, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you said Melech Oyhev Tztoko Mishpot, so since you had the word Melech and Mishpot, you don't have to repeat it again if you went further on. But Lemaisa, they wanted to underscore the Melech HaMishpot, that we should know that we're now in the presence of a king of judgment who's judging the world. This is the season of judging the world. But what's very interesting is they did not change the rest of the brocha. Look what the brocha says. Umloicho leinu ato Hashem levadcho. We ask Hashem should reign as the Melech. We should recognize he's always the Melech, but we should recognize, and maybe the world should recognize, Hashem levadcho, that you are alone the Melech. Umloicho leinu ato levadcho. Hashem levadcho. Bechesed uverachamim vitzadkeinu bamishpot. With chesed, kindness, rachamim, with mercy, v'tzadkenu b'mishpot, which seems to mean that you should, in the judgment that takes place, we ask you to be matzdik, in other words, to find the tzedek, to find the benefit, to seem, some say that the word stoko b'chlal means giving us beyond what we deserve, and then we express this, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaMishpot. And what seems obvious, which is obvious throughout the Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippur experience and mood, as we say, that there's a combination. On the one hand, it's a time of Mishpot, but we ask the Melech, who is should reign upon us, Bechesed uverachamim etzadkeinu b'mishpot. We look to the Melech HaChesed. We look to the Melech HaRachamim. We look to the Melech who is Matzdik the Klal Yisrael, who's Mata Klapi Chesed, constantly looking for opportunities to do Chesed for us. And that seems to be the duality of mood in this season. On the one hand, it's serious, it's Mishpot. But on the other hand, the Melech who is Yoshev B'Mishpot is a Melech of Chesed and Rachamim and Tzedek and constantly looking to benefit us. And that's really the background for whatever we're to feel at this time. I wanted to share with you something which required a little work to put together to understand. I hope that I got it right. If I didn't, I'm sure I'll hear from some people here, but the Alter from Slabodka is quoted as having said that when we say that Hashem is mechadesh betuvoi b'chol yom tomid maaseh bereishis, that every day He renews the creation in His goodness, that the Alter used to say that He renews the entire creation for each and every individual. It's not the pshat that we all sit here together in the whole world, and every day He makes the creation anew. But no, for each and every one of us, we're just a small portion of the broader world out there, and He's mechadesh betuvoi bechol yoim tomid maasei bereishis, for each and every one of us. Each and every one, individually. L'choira, it doesn't, I mean, the way it's brought, it's not clear what the proof is. Would seem that the proof is pretty simple. Because what was Maaseh Bereishis? Maaseh Bereishis was an entire creation for one person, Adam HaRishon. The whole world was created with the Gan Eden and everything that it offered him beyond what we could even imagine, and all for this one person. If that's the case, then if he's Mechadesh Maaseh Bereishis, then he must be creating this entire world, not for everyone together, because that wouldn't be the same thing that he did for Maaseh Bereishis. So it must mean that he's creating this entire world for each and every individual, just as he did for Adam HaRishon. Okay, that seems to be the pshat in that idea. Machadish betuvay b'chol yom tomid Maaseh Bereishis. But in our davening, we bring a raya. And the raya that we bring is Ka'amur, le'oisei oirim gedoylim ki lo'olam chastoi. To the one who makes oirim gedoylim, and that's a loshon hoyveh, the present tense, so that seems to be he's still doing it, ki lo'olam chastoi, because his chesed is forever. The question is, how does that prove that he does it for each individual? If the pshat mechadish betuvei b'chol yom tomid maaseh bereishis means that Hashem renews the world every single day for each individual member of creation, each individual citizen of the world, then ko'amur, the raya is, le'oisei oirim gedoylim ki lo'olam chastoi. Where in those words? Yes, there's a loshon hoyveh, there's a present tense. Yes, it means that he's doing something regularly, again and again. But where this Mechadesh betuvei b'chol yom tomid maaseh bereishis? I think that the pshat is, if this is the pshat, it has, I believe, for us a very, very, very timely and significant implication. I believe the pshat is ki le'olam chastoi. Hashem's chesed is a constant. Chastoi. The chesed. Which chesed? His chesed. The chesed of olam chesed yibune. It's all the same chesed. The same chesed with which he created the entire world for one human being is the same chesed with which he conducts his world today and therefore creates the entire world anew every day, all for each and every individual. Ki le'olam chastoi. If that's the case, and if that's what it means, and we say so often, Hoidul Hashem ki toiv ki le'olam chastoi, then we have to have an image of the extent of Hashem's chesed. And that image of the extent of Hashem's chesed is the greatest motivation that we could have to change. Another piece that's found in the name of the Alter Rebbe Slabodka in the Or HaTzofen, where he talks about the motivation to do tshuva. And he says that, you know, from the Psukim we learn that Hashem was very concerned in Mitzrayim that Paroi should do tshuva. And he did so many nisim that were directed, and the Mefarshim explained, that Paroi should be able to do tshuva. Finally, that didn't work, you know, but that was the goal. Paroi, that Rosha, who inflicted so much pain and suffering on Klal Yisrael, Hashem doesn't want to punish him either. Wants him to do tshuva and made so many nisim, and through seeing the nisim, that didn't help for him. And he says, but we see nisim, we see chesed Hashem, and the chesed Hashem is the greatest inspiration to do tshuva. The chesed of tshuva, he continues, is the greatest inspiration to do tshuva. Did you ever hear such a thing? The Creator created a world. He needed not this world by any means whatsoever. Only did it, olam chesed yibone, because of his essence, his mahus, of this essence of chesed, to do chesed, created a world, created people, created everything we have, all to be able to bestow chesed. And the chesed that this world can provide, ke'ayin ve'efes, that's not enough for him. That's just a beginning. It's minuscule. So he created a world beyond this, where in this world we can earn not only the benefits that we will accrue in this world, but the benefits of eternity, nitzchias, to be able, Hashem, to be able to repay us for everything that we do in this world, in eternity, in eternal currency, in an eternal world, forever and ever and ever and ever, to be nene from Hashem, miziv Hashchino, bidveikus Hashem. It's all this he did. Why? just for us. Okay, listen. And not only did he give it, did he do it for us? He told us, this is what I did for you. And if you're going to do the mitzvahs, you're going to be zeicher. And if you're not, you're going to have to accept the consequences that you knew up front were going to occur if you don't observe the mitzvahs. Okay, what more can we ask? No. You know something? If you mess up, there's such a thing called tshuva. You can rectify it. You can change it. You can make it as if it never happened. The Mesilas Yesharim uses that lashon, akiras harotzoi, ka'akiras hamaise. It's as if it never took place. Wow. Can you beat that? Can you go beyond that? Can there be more chesed than that? No, we haven't gotten started yet. He stands there and gives us a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do tshuva. There's all the mitzvahs. You messed up. I informed you. You could do tshuva. You can change. You can regret. You can come back. No. I'm telling you, I want you to do it. I'm giving you a mitzvah. And the Shari Tshuva describes right at the very beginning what Hashem does, and he waits and waits, begs us to do tshuva, creates a system where, as the Sefer HaChinuch explains, that Rosh Hashanah, instead of judging us at the end of our lives, he judges each year individually, so it shouldn't become so overwhelming that we wouldn't be able to do tshuva, we wouldn't be able to ever receive a kapora, and we'd just be destroyed completely. But no, each year. And he gives us a special system where there's a Rosh Hashanah to wake us up, there's a shofar to wake us up and to advise us how to go about it, and there's a special opportunity in 10 days to try to get our act together. And finally, a Yom Kippur, which is a special day of kapora, of forgiveness, and all of this he does, and he begs us to do it. And even if we delay, and even if we ignore him, and even if we're so desensitized and so callous towards the whole mitzvah of tshuva, he's waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. He never closes those gates of tshuva, that opportunity for us to return. The lashon of the Rambam is afilu rosho kol yomo v'oso tshuva b'achroino. Even if a person would be a rosho the entirety of his life, and he does tshuva at the very end, ein mazkirin lo shum dover meirishoy, ein mazkirin lo, they will not even be remembered. It won't be mentioned. It won't. It'll be kilo forgotten. Shum dover, anything. His whole life he lived as a rosho. Every time, every year came, every Yom Kippur, no, nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing there begging him, please come back, do tshuva. V'shavtu ad Hashem Elokecha, nothing doing. Rosho kol yomov. And at the very end, and what kind of a tshuva could it be at the very end? By the very end, the taivas have waned, and there's not much I could do anyway, and the temptations are gone, and does tshuva at that moment? Ein maskir eloi shum dover meirishoy. The chesed of tshuva itself is the greatest expression of the chesed Hashem, and memela that gufa should be ma'orer us to want to come back, to want to connect, to want to reconnect, to want to do whatever we can to remove the barriers in our relationship, to appreciate the chesed Hashem that he does for us, and therefore to use that as a motivation to come back and come closer and reconnect with him and drop all of the nonsense that's been interfering with that relationship throughout the year. But the Alter goes even further. He says that even Yisurim, even the Yisurim that we suffer, so we think, Yisurim wake us up. And Yisurim make us think, what am I suffering? It must be, and now I'm going to do tshuva. I want to get rid of the Yisurim, so I'm going to do tshuva. He says, no. The power of Yisurim to inspire and awaken us to tshuva is also from the Chesed Hashem. Hashem goes so far. I refuse to do tshuva. He gave me so many opportunities. He begged me, and this opportunity passed, and the next one, and I passed on this, and passed on that. And finally, he has to. And we know Chazal tell us that behold, sorosim lo yitzor, that he suffers the pain of the tzar that we feel together with us. So he inflicts pain on himself and pains us with the yisurim that we should do tshuva. And that too, he says, the inspiration there is how far Hashem goes with his chesed, even to cause us the difficulties in life, which literally, not like the father says when he's hitting the kid, that was in my day, I don't know what they do today, maybe they don't hit kids anymore, but you know, it hurts me more than it hurts you. But no, it hurts him more than it hurts us. And that too, and that's the ultimate chesed. All of this adds up to one massive sense of appreciating the ki le'olam chasdoi, which could be the greatest motivator, the greatest motivation in our ability, in our ability to do tshuva, to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know, sometimes even that's difficult. It's hard. We get so used to doing the things that we do. We have those few moments here and there, usually a little bit by Slichas, a little bit by Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we've got a long week in between, maybe not so much of the week, and then a little bit by Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and then a little bit by Yom Kippur, a little bit by Nila, but they're so fleeting, they're so superficial, they're so unlasting. The permanence is missing. The reality, the seriousness, the intensity. What can we do? So it's very interesting. The Sefer HaChinuch talks about Rosh Hashanah being a Yom Tov. It says it should be with the other Moedei HaShonah. Pesach we celebrate Tzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos we celebrate Matan Torah. Sukkos, we celebrate what went on in the Midbar and Tzias Mitzrayim and everything that ensued thereafter. Rosh Hashanah, we celebrate another event. The Chesed Hashem, that He judges the world once a year and gives us enhanced and improved opportunities to be able to change, to be able to correct before the mound of misdeeds becomes so overwhelming that we might not even be able to deal with it. And he says, however, he says, there is it's a time of fear as well. Now, I would have thought that the fear that he's talking about is the fear of the judgment that's taking place. That's certainly a real concern, and we focus on it in the davening. But the lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch is, he says, umitzad, he's talking about it should be miminyan moedei hashonah. Umitzad shehu yom hadin lodun kol chai. And since this is a day of judgment where every living creature is going to be judged, roi lamed by beyir of a fachad, it's appropriate to stand in trepidation. Yoser mikol shar moedei hashonah. More than the other yomim tovim. How much trepidation do we have on Pesach? And how much trepidation do we have on Shavuos? And how much trepidation do we have when we sit in the sukkah? This should be more. Vezehu inyan, and then he explains what that more is. Zichroin trua, haniskorim boy. That's mentioned many times in the Torah, that is the remembrance of the trua. The trua is that coil, that short coil shovur. Ki hatrua koil shovur, because the trua is a broken coil. Lirmois sheyishbor kol echod toikef yitzo hara v'yisnachem al ma'asov horoim. It's a remiss to us that we should break the strength, break the back of the yitzo hara, and then we'll be able to have remorse, to regret the mistakes that we make. So when he talks about the fear of Rosh Hashanah, the chinuch, who's talking about the mitzvah min ha-Torah, does not refer to the onasan ha-toikif. Rosh Hashanah yikosevun, yom tzom kippah yechosemun, kama yavrun, v'kama yiboreun, mi yichyeu mi yomus. That's not what he's referring to. He's referring to one message. The shofar that he refers to here, the mitzvah shofar, he goes beyond that, but he refers to one thing. The yiro is supposed to be an awakening to say, I'm yiro v'fachad, I'm olei pachad. Why? Because this yitzahoro is constantly on my back, is constantly in my heart, is constantly convoluting my thinking. He's fooling me, he's tricking me, he's tempting me, he's pushing me. He doesn't let me alone. And break it, break it. The kol shovur, listen to the kol shovur that says, break the back of the Yetzer Hara. Don't be controlled by desires. Don't be controlled by temptation. Don't be controlled by every confusion and mirage and false pictures of who knows what that this Yetzer Hara paints for us on a regular basis. And that seems to be the focus of the pachad that's appropriate on this yontif, on this moyed of Rosh Hashanah, which is mechaste hokel al bruov, that he's judging us this day. Just as we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach and Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos, we celebrate the judgment that Hashem has done that chesed to us on Rosh Hashanah, and it should be tinged with Yir of Afachad, the Yir of Afachad that emanates from the Shofar, the Koil Trua, which says, break that Yetzer Hara. That's the Avodah, that's the focus, that's what it's all about. And it sounds like what he's saying is, if he'll do that, v'yisnachem al ma'asav haroim, he will then begin to regret his mistakes. Because he doesn't even let us regret our mistakes. He is so powerful, so convincing, so deceptive, that even if we have made mistakes, and even when we come to realize that we have mistakes, but he doesn't let us regret it. He won't, no. This distracts us, dissuades us, convinces us, confuses us. That's the Koyach HaYetzer. That's what Hashem put in us, each and every one of us. And the greater the person, the greater the Yetzer Hara, in order to be able to ultimately reward us for the achievement of winning that battle. And he promises us, says, Chazal say, B'chol yom v'yom Yitzroi shel Odom is gaber alov. Every day the Yetzer Hara wins. If not for the fact that Hashem helps us, helps him, he never would be able to win that battle. But he does help us. And we have to turn to him to be able to win the battle. And we have to know that really we're outnumbered. The Yetzer Hara is stronger and it beats the Yetzer Tov every day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in to help us. We have to turn to him. We have to ask him. We have to beseech him. We have to believe. We have to feel. We have to rely. We have to trust. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. How can we enhance that trust in Hashem, which is so powerful on so many levels? Certainly will help us in the Melchemes HaYetzer when we trust that Hashem will beat that enemy that we have within. Certainly in the Yom HaDin itself, that I'm sure from this very Bima I've mentioned many times over the years, that the Chofetz Chaim explains the Posuk, you know, in Lamed Gimel in Tilim, where we say, HaYoytzer Yachad Libom, HaMeivin El Kol Maaseim, that the Yoytzer takes together the hearts of everyone, and Biskira Achas, the Mishnah says, he understands and judges each individual, but in one look, and then it says, Ein HaMelech Noshav Rov Choyel, you know, all the powerful stuff doesn't help us. And then the Pasuk says, Hine Ein HaShem El Yireyov. And according to the way the Chofetz Chaim reads the Pasuk, Lam Yachalim Lechastoy, they're two separate groups. There's the God-fearing people, there's the Yirei HaShem. HaShem looks favorably on them. But even those who haven't made it into that category, but if they're Miyachalim Lechastoy, they're connected to Hashem to the extent that they're awaiting His chesed. They know about Olam Chesed Yiboneh. They know about the chesed that He does from the very beginning of creation, and every day repeats that same chesed for us to this very day, creating the whole world, recreating the whole world for each and every individual. Ki Olam Chastoy. They know about the chesed that He does of Rosh Hashanah, of judging the world once a year so that we shouldn't have that pile at the end, which would be too overwhelming to be able to tackle. We have to rely on that chesed. When we're meyachalim lachastoy, we're waiting for your chesed. We haven't yet beaten the Yetzer Hara fully. We haven't been able to break him, so we should be misnachim al kolo averis, and to be able to enter the gather of tshuva that way. We're not in the category of Yirei Hashem, but we're miyachalim lachastoy. What can we do? How can we get to the point where we can strengthen that hope and that trust in Hashem, both in the Yom HaDin and in the ability that we have to beat the Yetzer Hara, and for that matter, in all of the tzoras and difficulties. And you know, we live in a world today, I don't have to tell people here, people are hurting from alle Seiten, from all sides. Personal suffering, business, financial problems, problems with family, with children, with you name it. It's and anyone who's dealing with problems knows that it's become a 24-hour operation. It's day and night, b'li hefsek. This is how can we trust Hashem? He should be able to help us. So I want to suggest something also that I saw from the Altar from Slabotka, something which I think could be very helpful. You know, David HaMelech, when he beseeches Hashem to respond to his bitochen, he trusts Hashem. David HaMelech, the Sefer Tehillim is a textbook in the Yesoides of bitochen, starting maybe even before, but in Kapitel Yud Gimel, V'ani b'chastucho b'tachli yogei libi b'shuasecho, and it goes on and on and on and on. David HaMelech in Kapitel Chof Hei says, Elikai b'cho b'tachti alei voisho. Says, my God, I trusted in you. Don't let me be embarrassed. Put my trust in Hashem and he doesn't deliver. That's so embarrassing. He finishes the post. Don't let my enemies rejoice that you put your trust in your God. You fool, you naive, you. Look, what does he do for you? Don't let it happen. I put my trust in you. Don't let me be embarrassed. So the Alter has a very interesting thing about the dangers, the devastating power, the lasting effects of busha, which we could harness to be able to ask Hashem, he says as follows. He says in the benching we say we ask Parnaseinu v'chalkaleinu v'harvicheinu v'harvachlonu. Hashem should give us parnosa b'revach and everything should take care of us. And then we continue. V'no al tatzricheinu Hashem elikeinu. Don't let us need loy lidei matnas bosov adom v'loy lidei halvosom. Not nedovas gifts from people. And not even loans. We shouldn't even have to borrow money. We should only come on to the largesse of your broadly open hands, full hands, ready to give, that you're constantly giving us. In order that we should not be embarrassed, and nikolem, two different levels of embarrassment, lo'olam void, forever, forever. And the Alter says that the human being, the tzelem elokim, that's within us, the chilek elokam imal, this nefesh that we have within ourselves, is such greatness and so sensitive that if it has to come on to an edova to take from someone else, It's embarrassed le'olam void, forever. And he says lo'ni kolim le'olam void refers it's damaged to be embarrassed even in le'olam habo. The nefesh has some type, whatever it is. I don't know if we know. I don't know if he knew. But a permanent gum, a permanent damage because I was embarrassed. That tzelem elokim, that gadlus, that great human being that I am, was some way hurt because I had to come on to ask him. Or even alone, which is much less embarrassing. Or even if I didn't feel that Hashem was taking care of me, miyodoi hamleo hapsucha k'toyshev orchovo, then it's busha uchlima loylam void. Hashem disappointed me. Yeah, he threw me a bone, he gave me a little bit, he helped me a little bit, but I didn't feel it. Miyodoi hamleo hapsucha k'toyshev orchovo. That's a busha uchlima that leaves a devastation, that leaves a pgam, that leaves some embarrassment which affects my neshoma, even when it goes, leaves this world to go beyond to the eternal world. It has that busha that it suffered, it has the remnants, it has the repercussions, I don't know what, how, and how much. But so, pshat is like this, a person can come to Hashem and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, Elokai b'cho b'tachti alei voisho. Don't let me be embarrassed. I'm turning to you. I'm coming to say slichus. There's a promise with slichus. There's a yud gimel mida. It's a bris kruso that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Moshe Rabbeinu, that when we come with the seder of the yud gimel mida and shiyasu, maybe it's more than just saying words, but it's lo yachzuru milfonai reikum. We won't be turned away empty-handed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that He'll help us to fight the milchemes hayetzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says if we turn to Him, lam yachalim lechastoy, we'll be zeiche bedin, even if we're not fully yirei shomayim. And we want Him to deliver on that promise. And we're inspired with moments of trust. Trust is also inspired, which we certainly have access to, when we have no place else to turn. And at this point, and this time of year, is when we realize, you know, Hashem's judging the world. It's really irrelevant what my boss has to say. It's really irrelevant what my business partners have to say. It's really irrelevant what the stock market has to say. Everything is irrelevant. This is only relevant, the judgment of Rosh Hashanah and the sealing of the judgment on Yom Kippur. If that's the case, so I have no choice. And that, in a sense, we find that B'yiras Hashem Mivtachoi, the Pasuk says in Mishlei. Through Yira, sometimes a person who's on a minimal level of Bitochon, if he has no level, then he could be broken, but he could be catapulted into true Bitochon Hashem. And then we ask Hashem, Elokai b'cho b'tachti alei v'isho. And if we realize the level of Busha that we feel when our Bitochon is disappointed, Hashem, it's not only I'm going to experience a temporary little embarrassment, which I'm going to get over in a few minutes, or maybe in a few hours, or maybe in a few days. If I am embarrassed by your not responding to the trust that I put in you, it will leave permanent, eternal damage in my neshama. That's what it seems to say in the benching. That's the way, those are the words. It's pretty clear. That's the case. We come to Hashem with a greater fervor, with a greater taina, with a greater passion. We say, please, we're trying our best. We're reaching a certain level of trust. We're turning to you. We know there's no one else to turn to. We're counting on you on whatever level we manage to achieve. Don't let us be embarrassed. And the truth of the matter is that it does go with levels. Because we say in the Ala Tzadikim, Yemur Achamecho Hashem Elokeinu. We ask Hashem to evoke His mercy. V'sein sochor toiv l'chol aboitche b'shimcho be'emes. To those who have true bitochon, please take full care of them, because they really, they're the boitchem b'shimcho be'emes. V'sim chelkeinu imohem. Include us with them, even though we're not the boitchem b'shimcho be'emes, but still, even though we're less than the boitchem b'shimcho be'emes, we shouldn't be embarrassed. It'll still be, even with our minimal level of bitochen, it'll be so embarrassing. And therefore we turn to Hashem, we say, please, don't let us suffer this embarrassment. There's a lot to be done. It all starts, it seems, with a recognition of Hashem's chesed. And the recognition of Hashem's chesed permeates every aspect of our existence, including the Yisurim that we have in life, according to what the Alter from Slabodka indicated. But we need to focus on that chesed. And we need to rely on Hashem's chesed. And we need, as David HaMelech said, V'ani b'chaste chobotachti. We trust in Hashem's chesed. He created the world for chesed. He conducts the world with chesed. Tshuva is the greater chesed. Begging us to do tshuva is the greatest chesed. Forcing us sometimes through Yisurim to do tshuva is even a greater chesed, with all the suffering that it brings to Him, because He's causing us to suffer. And when we focus on that chesed, we have to turn to Hashem and say, we reached a modicum, some level of bitochen in you. We're not necessarily yet Yirei Hashem. We haven't necessarily broken the Yetzer Hara, so we should be misnachem ol ha'avoinus, and therefore to be considered in the kat of Yirei Hashem. But we're the miyachalim l'chasta. We have no choice. We have no one else to turn to. We know the seriousness of what's taking place. We're trying. We're going to listen to that shofar. We're going to try to break the Yetzer Hara. We're going to try to bring ourselves to a true level of tshuva on Yom Kippur. But in the meantime, we're counting on you till we get there. And if we get there, or if we don't get there, we ask you, please, that busha is so devastating. Now, he points out also, sometimes it's not conscious, it's subconscious. In this world, we may not be aware of the subconscious effects, but they remain for eternity as well. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be zeichet to be able to see his chesed, to recognize in the slichos, in the Yud Gimel Midas, the chesed Hashem, to recognize in the Rosh Hashanah the chesed Hashem, to recognize in the Milchemes HaYetzer the chesed Hashem, and to be able to rely on that chesed, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should accept all of our efforts and all of our tefillos and the massive busha that's on the line for us, and grant us a year that should be far better than what we've been experiencing until now. A year that should be full of brocha, a year that should be full of parnosa, a year that should be full of refuahs and yeshuahs, and that we may all be zeicha, be korev, to be makabel panei Mashiach tzidkenu. And it'll be at that moment, behoser mimenu yogoy v'anocha, all of the suffering of the golos will come to an end. It should be bekorei b'yomeinu, it should be zeicher to kol tov.